Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 2:03 p.m. here on Sunday, March 1st, 2026. On a mostly cloudy morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 64 again. It's a warm one, and I'm overdressed. I wasn't expecting it to be quite so pleasant. We don't have the wind that we've had the last few days, so there's not a lot of wind going on. There's a little breeze here and there. But I'm wearing at least one, if not two, extra shirts that I didn't probably need. So, yeah, I've spent the day so far. I meant to get out early, but circumstances. Pull right out in front of that Beamer. Thanks, he did. Circumstances precluded. There was stuff I needed to do for the day that I should have done yesterday or the day before that. And it's like, all right, first of the month, I'm going to put this stuff away. And I did. The cat, the paperback, is off my desk. It's in the Amazonian mall, waiting to work its way through. I fought with it this morning, because I left out a step and I could not remember what the hell I had forgotten. And then I remembered. I went back to an old file that actually worked correctly and looked at it and realized I left out a step. So yeah, got that fixed. Solve the hyphenation problem. Turns out that was the only other hyphenation problem that I found. I'm not saying there aren't more, but when I went through the book, I did not find more than the first one, the one that's right on the first page. And the aggravating part is that it doesn't show up in the PDF. It doesn't show up in the file that I generate for the book. It doesn't show up until Amazon gets a hold of it and does whatever it is that they do to screw it up. Reminds me of the Amazon, of the old was it Smashwords? Yeah. A Smashwords sausage machine. It takes a perfectly good file and makes it wrong in seven different formats, in each in its own unique and ridiculous way. I wish I had the weeks back that I have spent trying to debug those stupid things. So I'm into book two of the Tower Bound. That was the other thing that got in my way this morning. What should have been a 20-minute little break to do some breakfast turned out to be something over an hour, because I couldn't stop reading. I just kept reading and lost complete track of time. And I finally surfaced again. It was like, oh, crap. So I did some stuff. I baked, for the first time ever, I baked some Irish soda bread. It's cooling now. I'm kind of waiting to see. It's not what I expected. But it smelled really good. It's just a simple soda bread. There's no raisins or nothing in it. I was going to put some cranberries on it, but I thought, well, let me do a simple one first. I'll see how it works out. I didn't have quite enough AP flour, so I augmented it in the last 45 grams with some whole wheat flour, which is much more in keeping with the spirit of the soulless soap soda bread, from what I understand. There's actually an Irish flour for making soda bread, but apparently AP works as well. It came out, it looks pretty good. I have one quadrant that sort of went a little sideways, but for the most part it looks pretty good. I'm anxious to give it a shot. Which I will probably do when I go home. I have not played Satisfactory at all today. My hands are shaking just a little bit. I'll be okay. I'll play a little this afternoon. Give it a shot. See what we can do. I did get my iron rebuilt and then realized that I'm only using half of the iron. Not the iron, the steel. Yeah, I'm only using half the iron too, because steel, you need iron and coal to make. And I'm only using half of each because I've got 480 coming in and only 240 going out. Which was like, oh, that was unfortunate. But anyway, I got all three of them done. I've got them all in a nice, neat little factory. I have to go close the factory, and I'm going to close this factory and then make it pretty, maybe. I need to start running rail lines. I got railroads. I need signaling next. I also need to build a computer factory. Never a dull moment. But yeah, computers are my next bottleneck. I need to have a solid computer game going. I also need to get the crystal oscillators. I couldn't do those before because they needed the manufacturing machines. But I got them. I unlocked those. I can do both of them. I just need to get the resources lined up and get it built. So we'll take that one step at a time. So let's see, we talked about what I'm playing, we talked about what I'm... I listened to the last half of the Dead Can Dance Aeon album. It ran out before I made it to the login time, but I just kept walking. I still have a whole bunch of cassettes that I've got to transcode to digital. that project has sort of stalled out. I sort of lost interest. I still have a lot of raw FLAC files that I need to break up into tracks and tag. And yeah, I haven't done that either. I also need to start writing on the next wizard book. Now that I've got the cat out of the way, I have no more excuses. And I realized that as an excuse, it was pretty weak sauce. I really feel the need to actually start slinging some words. See if I can get some momentum going. It's March. If I can start now and get a little momentum going, should have it done by April. If so many ifs. But the beauty of this, and the thing that has me pretty stoked about it, is that I feel much better about the story potential for this book. I have some ideas about what I think needs to happen, some issues that I need to resolve, some characters that need filling out. I need to have Roger not be as wishy-washy. He was kind of, Compared to the first book, he was not nearly as grounded, I don't think. I kept trying to make it be about the cat, and I really needed it to be about Roger's relationship with the cat. Which didn't happen until, like, the book was almost over. Come on, get ready, sit with me. One post. Was as good as I could make it at the time. I need to take what I've learned from that and make the next one better. Rando email of the day was from some dude in England who thinks the wizard's cat would be great for getting a translation rights to for Italy, Spain, and Germany. And he's not wrong, but he's also overlooking the elephant, the pachyderm in the parlor. Because it's book two. And you're not going to get a lot of uptake on book two if you don't have book one first. It's just the nature of the beast. And so on the one hand, I'm thinking, oh, this has got to be a scam. This has got to be some sort of weird-ass guy trying to pass himself off as the 8th Earl of Ashford or whatever the fuck it is. But, on the other hand, I did have the acquisitions editor for Random House sending me email every 6 weeks asking for the rights to do the Solar Clipper books. Before I finally realized that it was, in fact, actually the head of acquisitions of Orbit in England. It didn't work out. The offer that they made was just ridiculous. They spent all their money on Hugh Howey and didn't have anything left over for me. Good for Hugh. Good for Hugh. Not my cup of tea, but some people liked it. And some guys offer me an AI-powered script for Quarter Share as a TV show. And I looked at that, I opened the file, and I looked at what he had done, and I just said, do not do this ever again. Closed it, deleted it. Jesus. Read the room, dude, read the room. I'm the only one in it. If you can't figure out how to reach me, then I don't have any confidence that you know how to reach an audience. I had the same problem with the guy who wanted to make the game. He did a lot of work on it. I mean, he worked on it and he had weapons tables and armor tables, and he kept trying to come up with a combat scheme, and I'm like, dude, the combat is trade. You beat your enemy by outselling them. And he's like, well, man, if it don't bleed, it don't lead. As well, if it don't bleed, it's probably something I can get behind. And he kept going, he kept working, disappeared after a while. Don't know what happened to him. It's like, geez, this would be a great universe for something other than what you've actually got it done for. I was like, why? You're missing the point. You're missing the point. If you think that, then you don't understand the universe. Like the guy who was really upset. It's one of the reviews, one of the early reviews of the cat. I was pissed because the two potential love interests, like, what? Turns out to be lesbians. And that was like just too much woke bullshit. I'm like, Jesus, did I write that? If I did, okay. Maybe. If I'm going to write representation, I'd like to actually do it a little more. A little better. Because I didn't think I did. And I went through and read it again. Because I was going through the book anyway to clean up the last few typos. Well, what I hope are the last few typos. I suspect that there will be more. There always are. No matter how clean you make it. You can't prove there are no typos. You can only prove there was at least one. And you can only prove that by finding it. Hello. So I went back through and read it, and it's like, all right, now I didn't think I did that. I didn't think that was the case. Apparently, two women can't be friends unless they're sleeping together. Men and women can't be friends unless they're sleeping together. So apparently, women characters have to be sleeping with somebody. Now, in my defense, Tanith Fairport is sleeping with somebody, or was. But the point of that was that old people have needs. or some such shit, I don't know. Pretty day. Holy cow. I wish the sun had stayed behind the clouds just a little bit longer. It's come out and now it's shining on my back. It's a little breeze. Keeping me cool. I got soda bread and a cup of tea waiting for me, I think. A little awesome melody, I think, is I still got a bag of that. We drank up all the Golden Monkey. But the truth is, the difference between a 15 cent a cup and a 30 cent a cup tea is not, well, let's just say it's not something I can appreciate with the current state of my gustatory facilities. Oh, they look yellow. All the sisters standing down on the swale. They're looking real yellow. Of course, it might just be the light. Afternoon light shining on them. There's some black clouds off to the north. They aren't sure what's going to happen for the weather tomorrow. There might be rain. Although, I keep getting the notices on my phone. The rain in Greeley will stop in the next hour. And I'm like, what? Rain? Sitting on the sidewalk over there. I hope she's all right. Sounds like she's got a frog in her throat. Probably it. Oh, I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.